Roll call. Commissioner Bird.
Here.
Commissioner DeVere.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Glassman.
Here.
And Council Lakey and Administrator Spires.
Here.
Okay, we have a motion to confirm the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The consent agenda for the minutes and the administrator's report.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bird.
I move we approve the consent agenda for the chairman to sign it.
Commissioner Mueller's on his way in.
Do you have a second? Second, Commissioner Glassman.
He second the I am a move.
Who did that?
He signed it.
Lined up, kind of.
You own that.
I'll
sign it.
Any additional discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
And now we all own it.
You're in with me now.
Our first item is the presentation of final architectural drawings for Main Street, 703 Main Street. And I think you have an update for us.
I do. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, received communication from Josh Everett's last night. Unfortunately, he does not have the materials ready to be able to present this morning. He's waiting on final bid numbers. I think, as you all know, construction is at its highest peak right now within the Treasure Valley, and trying to get the final drawings and final information from the various contractors has been a little bit more of a challenge than Josh had hoped. So he is not ready to present to us this morning, so we will hear from him at the next meeting. And some of you are aware that we have planned on a groundbreaking on the 19th. This will be delayed until we can get everything finalized on Josh's end. So stay tuned.
Okay. Item 6. Consideration of approval of committee recommendation for on-call engineering services for the sidewalk projects. And Ashley, I think you have a report based on our RFQ.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and I'll let Council Lakey also tag team as necessary as well. As you are aware, we have this opportunity to be the recipient of community development block grant dollars for sidewalk improvements that necessitated us having to go out to RFQ for on-call engineering services because our previous roster and the current roster that we have for our other projects did not meet HUD requirements. So we had to go out through this process. As of Friday and yesterday, committee members have been scoring the five proposals that we received. We received five outstanding proposals. You know, we are not without a lack of really great engineering services in this community. So we're very, very fortunate. The five RFQs that we received are from Keller & Associates, Forest Green & Associates, and those two are currently are on our on-call list. Civil Survey is our on-call surveyor as well, Quadrant and Redesell. Based on the scoring that we received from the committee members and the evaluation criteria was based on the adherence to the RFQ instructions, the project manager's experience, the company's experience, the number, the location, and the availability of qualified personnel, and the related work, the nature, quality, and the relevance of recently completed work. Just noting that while we asked for a fee schedule, fees could not be considered within this decision. And so based on all of that and the voting by the members, Civil Survey is ranked number one for this effort, with Keller & Associates being a very close second. So what we're asking for today is to confirm this recommendation by the committee, and that will allow myself and Council Lakey to go work with Civil Survey to put together a scope of work so that we can start work on this sidewalk project. Anything to add, Council Lakey?
I think Administrator Squires covered it. Just a couple of points. To emphasize again, we can't consider their rates. This is based on qualifications as far as the ranking goes, which is the criteria that Ashley reviewed for the scoring. You as a board have the option to do a couple of things. You can take the committee's recommendations and adopt that. You have the ability, if you want to say, committee, thanks for your recommendations. We want to go through these ourselves and evaluate and score them and rank them. Obviously, that's your option. You've got those in the packet. And then once they're ranked, the way the RFP and the process works is we start with number one and we pursue an agreement with them. For some reason, we can't come to an agreement. You go to number two and so on. But anticipate that the top-ranked firm would be amenable to our contract terms. That was part of the RFP that was put out there. So that's the additional information, Mr. Chairman.
Ashley, could you go over the timeline again of implementation of this project? Are we under any particular time constraints if we do go back and review it?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the agreement that we have with the subrecipient agreement we have with the city requires us to have the design completed by the end of this calendar year. So that is the constraints we have. The goal is to be able to bring back a detailed scope of work for board approval at the next meeting and to be able to kick them off as quickly as possible.
And Council Lakey, you did distribute a resolution.
I did.
Regarding.
Mr. Chairman, I might. I have one which includes the ranking from the committee, and then you have a blank one. So in anticipation of you approving the committee recommendation, I have one of those prepared. If not, you have the blank ones and we can fill that in. Did you mention there was a tie at number three?
No, I did not. I didn't go beyond. I'll give all the scores. Civil Survey Consultants had a score of 2,880. Keller and Associates had a score of 2,870. Forest Grin and Redesel were tied at 2,790 points, and Quadrant had 2,590.
Resolution comments, or can we go to a motion for the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, this is resolution 17-023, and Mr. Chairman, do you want me to assume in reading this resolution and for the board's discussion that you'll be approving the ranking as put forward by the committee?
Yes, and then if it is denied, then we'll go back.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the ranking of responses to the request for qualifications issued by the Meridian Development Corporation for engineering services related to the design of specific sidewalk sections funded through a CDBG award through the City of Meridian, authorizing the Executive Committee Administrator and Legal Counsel to pursue negotiation of the terms of an agreement for presentation and approval by the Board, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement this resolution and providing an effective date.
Okay. And do we have a motion to approve this resolution?
I'll make that motion to approve resolution 17-023 with council's list of rankings on that.
I'll second it.
Okay, been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Vote. And by the way, Commissioner Mueller joined our party at 7:36. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
And the chair is an aye as well. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Ashley. Great. Okay. We have another resolution, item number 7, approval of the request by Autumn Percy and Treasure Valley Children's Theater for us to sponsor, again, I might add, because we did sponsor this in 2016, 2017 8 and 48 event. And Ashley, would you like to bring us up to date on that?
Sure. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on page 83 of your packet is an email I received from Autumn last week as to a request of sponsorship for the 8 and 48. And I will correct Commissioner Bassalone. It was 2015.
Oh, 2015.
This is an every other year event. Autumn is asking if MDC would like to sponsor the event again at the $500 mark. If you recall, this was a really great event that brought a lot of people in downtown. The one question that was asked of me, and I don't have the answer to be able to share with you, as to where this is being held this year. Autumn did not respond back in time for today's meeting. The event was first shown at the United Methodist Church over on Pine Avenue. So I'm not sure if that is the case again at this time. I can certainly keep you informed, but that is my assumption at this time.
Lori, has Autumn spoken to the church about doing it there this year?
Actually, I'm not sure. I was on vacation, so I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Sorry. But I can find out as well. And I'll let Ashley.
Thank you, Lori. And so, you know, commissioners, the sponsorship includes logo placement on all the print materials. This will also include the Meridian Press, six reserve seats. And I don't think we had any takers last time from the board, so hopefully we can get some board members there this year. The verbal acknowledgement, the opportunity to have a banner or distribute information regarding MDC, and six guests for the after party. So there's definitely some great perks for the MDC if we choose to move forward with this.
I can't recall whether I used the MDC tickets or not, but I was in attendance, and it was a good event.
It was awesome.
The productions that they put on, their mini productions, are solicited all pretty much worldwide. I mean, anyone can solicit, and playwrights can submit their plays for consideration. And then there's a selection committee that picks out which of those are going to be produced, and they're then produced locally. So it's quite a big deal in the drama world to be doing this. So it's really a credit to Autumn.
Yes.
And then with that, can we go forward with our resolution, which I shall love exactly where we're going to be offering.
Mr. Chairman, I might add as well, the reason I inquired about the location was just so we can establish that benefit to MDC for contribution of the funds. In other words, I think it should be located in the district somewhere as far as the location goes. I assume, again, that's the case, but just wanted to confirm that.
It would be good to know, because Autumn is establishing relationships with, like, Coal Valley School, for instance, to use their auditorium, so it'd be nice to know where that is.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner.
I guess we could go ahead and approve the resolution contingent on it being held.
Is that fine?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to read the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 17-024, resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, confirming that MDC agrees to be a financial sponsor of the Treasure Valley Children's Theater 2017 8 and 48 festival event and providing an effective date. And then it provides the $500 cap in the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve resolution number 17-024 as read by Council, including a contingency of location.
Thank you.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Burt. Any additional discussion? Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Burt?
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Benton?
Aye.
Commissioner Glassman?
Aye.
And the Chair is an aye as well. Thank you so much, and Asher. Okay, and now we have our 10-mile urban renewal project.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, separate from your packets because it came in just a little bit later, is the report from John Wardle from Brighton Corporation. 10-mile crossing, number one, most of the infrastructure is almost completed and they're expected to be complete by early July. 10 Mile Crossing Number 2. The plans have been approved by all agencies, and they expect to start construction about this time, this month. So moving forward that way. They mentioned the multifamily pre-app that was held with the city regarding the 240 multifamily units. At this time, I don't have a date as to when they're anticipating submittal to the city. That has not happened yet. And I did not hear back from John as to when that is anticipated. It's a pretty simple report this month. I'm happy to take back any questions that you all may have regarding the project.
Does anyone have any questions or comments or anything to be forwarded to John?
Mr. Chair, could you switch me out there and everything bare and everything going in? We're going to have three buildings, one complete, one up. It's fine.
I'm going to have to get out that way and see the progress. It's going up fast.
It is probably up.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, they better get the roads done.
They're working on it.
They can't use a rutted dirt road.
No.
And you might not like that.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me.
Thank John for his time.
Of course.
Okay, Commissioner Mueller, public relations.
We've got a lot going on, so let's see where we start. We had a meeting this last week?
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's been a long week.
It's been a really busy week. But we had a meeting with the Babies More on the video, and kind of a brainstorming session on what we're going to do there. That's kind of the update. We had the meeting. We kind of unloaded all of our thoughts to them. So I'm really excited to see what they they're going to come back with. Different ideas and approaches for it. So that's probably the much more exciting update is when they come back with that. I'm really curious to see what they come up with. But it was a really good meeting. It was a good long meeting. So we were able to communicate a lot of stuff to them. And then we also have our print packets. We should have a first cut at one of those.
We are going to have a proof to be able to review.
Yeah.
Natalie and I were going back and forth with the printer yesterday. He was kind of not being a nice guy about the whole thing. But before we print 250 copies of this, we want to make sure it looks good. So Natalie and I should have that hopefully by the end of this week to be able to review and give the thumbs up on. And then...
Don't they typically print
approved? From what I'm hearing, that's not normal. I think it's I don't do this every day, so I think it's abnormal not to look at it. And then Commissioner Mueller, I was also just going to point the commissioners to page 84 and 91, where we have the two proposals that we received for public relations services. We have two reputable firms, Bilbao and Company. And Strategies 360, who have both proposed to be our next consultant. The committee will be interviewing both on Monday, June 26th. If anyone from this board would like to participate, you are more than welcome to. It is open to all board members. Just let me know and I'll give you all the details. But I think we have two excellent proposals in front of us, and we'll come back with a recommendation.
You're anticipating their recommendation at the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, any questions for Nathan or Ashley? Thank you. Go forward. I guess we're down to upcoming committee meetings.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on page 111 is the upcoming committee meetings. Just noting that the property committee is meeting immediately after this board meeting today to talk about budget priorities for fiscal year 18. We will make the determination today whether or not we need to have another property committee meeting on the 21st. And as I just mentioned, on the 26th, I've added this in since this went to print, is that we do have the RFP interviews for the public relations consultant. I think this is a comprehensive and up-to-date list thus far.
Just a comment about these committee meetings. Once again, to kind of stress their importance in terms of the budgeting process, that we need to start working on our budget, and the starting starts with the committee meetings. So if, you know, if you're not on a committee, but you have the time to come to the committee meetings to be involved in those budget discussions, it would be very helpful, and it would speed up our budget process when we get to the full board, that we're more informed of what these items are.
Just don't make a quorum.
Pardon?
Just don't make a quorum. Or do we post it?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner DeBeard, I post all meetings anyway in advance, so
yeah.
Just in case.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Could we have a really brief update on 2.5 Street, that project, where we stand with it?
Mr. Chairman, the 2.5 Street is in for city review at this time, and as soon as I know what those next steps are, I will make sure to report back.
Is there a non-public hearing?
They already have, pardon Mr. Chairman, Commissioner DeBeard, I believe they already have the entitlement, proper zoning for that. That's Old Town.
It's the plat.
Mr.
It's the
Chair, I think it's because they're doing condominiums and they have to do individual lots, so
yes.
They have to plat it.
Now,
so that
is
yes, my understanding.
There,
yes.
there is a platting process, but there's no entitlement process for the zoning. That's correct. I'll find out where that is.
That's in for agency review right now, as last I was told.
Are there any future review processes where approvals need to be given for the project, or is the project a go as of right now?
Well, there would need to be, as Commissioner Beard said, a planning process to create them as ownership units. Everything else is, I believe, staff level. Design review, for instance, is at staff level and takes just a few days.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Peters.
So the planning process, I'm sorry, the only reason I know anything is at the Public Works Expo, one of the neighbors in that area said, can't wait for that public hearing on the 22nd, so I have no idea. I assume that
I think it's the plat.
They've applied, it's the plat, and it's next week in front of planning and zoning.
I was just going to say, if it's 22nd planning and zoning, why would they have to go through that?
Because they're
hearing on the
individual
plat.
Lots.
Yeah, I know, but the platting, why would you have a public hearing?
You do have a hearing on platting.
Oh, you do?
It's not quasi-judicial, it's not noticed in exactly the same way. Conditional use permit would be for a rezone. But they still are the public hearings, yes.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, when is that meeting going to be held, that committee meeting or whatever, to approve the platting? What you say on the 22nd, what time? Do
Planning and Zoning Commission is on Thursdays at 6 p.m. So, check the calendar, that should be.
And just assuming it's on the 22nd, that's something totally.
Okay, concerns us.
That is a Thursday, so.
So, and Mr. Chair,
Thursday, yeah, sure.
I guess if any of the members of this board wish to attend, this is about urban renewal. And that project, I don't know why the neighbors would be concerned, because he has changed his initial proposal, but maybe they don't know that.
Yeah.
And that would be my concern when you mentioned that there was a citizen who was concerned about this, that if there is a public hearing, that we stress the positive value citizen or as a representative for all of you. Commissioner Lawson.
Has there already been a neighborhood meeting and have we got any feedback prior to?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Blasek, for a plat,
you don't have to have
neighborhood meetings aren't required. Water.
They, not to say that they haven't had one, but.
That's why I was wondering if there was any feedback from that first going.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, not to speak for Bruce, he knows the city better than I, but usually a plat is more of a technical review of compliance and design, where an entitlement is the broader, does this fit with the area? That's already been determined as far as the zoning goes.
Right. So. But that plat review is done at a public meeting. It's a public meeting. So, yeah, so even if it isn't a discussion meeting or an input meeting or whatever, I'd appreciate knowing when it's being held, sure. And I'll make an effort to be there.
I will send that information to Ashley for relocating them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks.
But, you know, I've never seen an infill development that somebody wasn't against.
Yeah.
Often a lot of times. and often they will try to use the planning process, which as Todd said is a technical review, and they will treat that as being an entitlement. It really should be about the entitlement. Really should be how well is the property being laid out in the public interest? How well does it fit in terms of infrastructure? Those are the issues.
Yeah. Well, my concern is that at least if it is publicly commented on in some way, that we give the full and complete picture of what this is and not just one comment that's the comment. Anything else, Ashley?
Mr. Chairman, not that I can think of at this moment.
My goodness. Chairperson does have a report except to thank Dave and Nathan for their leadership of our committee this last month while I was gallivanting in Southern California. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. And gosh, this was a quick meeting, wasn't it? Is there anything else anybody would like to say or do? Okay, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Oh, except Bruce, you're our public. Any public comment?
Thank you very much, but I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Okay.